Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Sports Talk on Demand. Head to rodpeterson.com to access all of the content you may have missed or want to hear again. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
As the man said, all podcasts available for download at rodpeterson.com, and you can listen live 10 a.m. to noon every single day. We're excited about when we go off the air today. We'll be, first of all, appearing on TSN 1260 Edmonton, talking about the Rod Peterson Show with Dave Jamieson, and talking about the Riders and Bombers Thursday night. And then we've got an interview with Daron Carter coming up. We'll be taping that after this show. It'll be available at rodpeterson.com in our special audio vault, or actually video vault, and Wally Buono will have our featured interview in there with Wally, Corey Sheets, and now Daron Carter, the newest member of the BC Lions. Sports update, the Golden State Warriors are home to the Toronto Raptors tonight for Game 3 of the NBA Finals. The series tied 1-1 after the team split the first two at Scotiabank Arena. Warriors will again be without star Kevin Durant, continuing to recover from a calf injury. Weyburn's Tennille Art singing the Canadian National Anthem tonight in Oracle Arena. And yes, she's from Weyburn, but she's living in Nashville, so it's not a big roadie for Tennille to go to Oakland. What else? Blue Jays and Yankees continue a three-game series tonight at Rogers Center. The Blue Jays ended a six-game slide by taking last night's series opener 4-3. Buffalo Sabres GM Jason Botterill remains confident that 40-goal scorer Jeff Skinner will re-sign with the team. Botterill says negotiations continue and both sides are focused on having a contract completed before free agency. And Pavel Datsyuk has signed with his hometown Russian club in the KHL, ending speculation of a possible return to the National Hockey League. So that is this morning's sports update. John Frenzy, Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster, Mike Abou-Meshrik on the set with me. And again, coming up, our friends from Alpha Bull and PBR, Sean Gawley and Chad Bestblog here in studio. Pro Bull riding Saturday night in Moose Jaw. You two are giggling like a couple of little girls here looking at the Facebook feed on the wall. What has you laughing now, Frenzy? What can you see?
Oh, just the things they're saying up on the screen up there just make me laugh all the heck.
It's just going and going and going. Brooke says, go Raptors, go. Hashtag We the North. We do have a poll, by the way, which you can vote on from our Twitter feed, at Rod Peterson Show. And it's, are you going to the Rider game tomorrow night, Riders Bombers, or are you going to be staying home and watching Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals? And right now it's about 50-50. We've learned that the Riders will not be live streaming video of the game. So if you want to see the game, you need to go to the game. Maybe that'll affect your opinion. Right now, the Rider game's winning by 51.6%.
See, I think there could be a third option there saying,
both?
Are you just happy that it's not the Raptors game that conflicts with the Rider game?
You think that would be that big a deal?
Oh,
But you're a Toronto guy.
Right, and so everyone's a Toronto guy, right? No.
Are they going to win?
Well, I saw something that said the Raptors have made the rest of Canada forget about hockey. And I thought that was true until I came into this room about an hour ago. And you guys were, there's a game tonight? They're doing a Thursday night? The St. Louis Blues,
Actually, it's funny you say that. I was thinking the same thing. There hasn't been a lot of coverage on the national networks of the Blues and Bruins. There really hasn't. It's been all Raptors all the time. And yes, I'm a huge hockey fan. Lynch, you are a quasi-hockey fan. You're still football number one.
Yeah, but I'm really fired up about the Raptors right now. This,
what? But right, this, I know
it,
that.
It transcends sport.
Oh, yeah, this basketball, really, yeah. It's
John,
it precedes sport.
How many Raptors games did you watch this year?
One.
Until the playoffs?
One.
So you're really into the Raptors,
what?
Eh?
So what? So what? Do you love Canada?
Yes, I do.
Well, then that's okay. Do you like sport?
Yes.
Are you free to do whatever you want with your time?
Yes, I am.
Well, there you go.
Listen to you, mister.
No, I don't know why everyone gets it. Well, you weren't a true fan.
No, yeah. No. It's fine.
If you get mad at people for not... for jumping on a bandwagon and not being there the whole time.
You know who
it's good that those people jump on the bandwagon or else the Riders would still be playing for a half full stadium.
You're so right, and I'm glad you brought that up. The winners in all of this are the Raptors and obviously TSN and Sportsnet, whoever's carrying the games.
And the little kids that are now wanting
to play basketball. But in 2009, 2010, which I call the peak of Rider fandom, the peak of Rider pride, in its 100-year history, would you not agree, Lynch?
I would agree.
You would agree.
2008.
I'm at those Grey Cup. Yeah, after Abu left the team is when it peaked. Calgary.
The hardest part is getting
Calgary
it up that mountain.
Grey Cup. 2010 Edmonton Grey Cup. I'm seeing millions, literal millions of Rider fans. And I remember calling my mom and saying, Mom, I think every Rider fan in the world is here at this Grey Cup. And she's like, no, they're all here. And, of course, she's here. Milestone in Regina area. But I remember walking up to people on the street at those Grey Cups and I'm saying, hey, you're a Rider fan. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from Cambridge, Ontario. Oh, I'll walk, you know, another 100 yards. Hey, Rider fan, where are you from? Pictou, Nova Scotia. And I'm like, how are you a Rider fan? It's the team to cheer for.
Yeah.
That was the thing. And that's what the Raptors have going on now.
Right, they sure do.
So their merchandise sales are through the roof, and their ratings are through the roof. Everything's through the roof. And
what happens if a loss tonight, though? What happens if a loss tonight? If
they're down 2-1 in the series.
It's that's getting kids off the couch, and they're outside playing basketball. If you don't believe me, drive down my street.
That's right.
They're playing basketball. They're not playing hockey, which is
not our soccer.
Yeah, well, now we're talking, but we're not still. Are we allowed to talk about soccer
it's
yet?
It's not going
to
be a soccer show. I can guarantee you that it will not be a soccer show.
I can guarantee
you
I'll be wearing soccer shirts, though, because you got to show these things when you've got them.
Well, yeah. It's sort of like me being a George Strait fan. Joined his fan club when I was 12. And then when he became George Strait, I liked it better when it was just me and 12 other people that liked him. You know what I mean? So that's all that I'm saying. And by the way, I still wish it was George Strait playing Mosaic Stadium rather than Garth Brooks on August 10th. I'm probably alone on that.
But you can't measure love. Like wow, that sounded like a Hallmark card. But there's always room for more. That sounded like another one.
Damn. No kidding. Continue.
I can't without sounding like a Hallmark card.
You can't pay for love?
That sounds like a different kind of card.
I think Curry is one of the great basketball players I've ever seen. The way he shoots that long one, the three-pointer, he's unbelievable.
Lynch, changing topics. I like it. Getting us out of... Look at you, Lynch. You're like those bullfighters at the PBR, getting us out of trouble. How come you keep
cutting
out... How
about Laurel Drager? She said that looked pretty good. I haven't seen her for a long time.
Laurel Drager?
Yeah. She was right on there.
Mm-hmm.
I think someone said there's a reason why people cross their legs on TV. Otherwise, they're shooting right up your...
I know they
So there you
are.
Go.
Thankfully, you are.
All right, now cross them. There you go.
Asked Lynch about who he'll be watching tomorrow night. How about you, Abu, in the preseason game, Riders and Bombers? Who are you going to be watching?
I'm focusing. I can't get past the Raptor game tonight. That's where the focus is. I'll be at the Rider game. I doubt I'll stay to the end. Bedtime is way past... And I don't need to watch guys that are, you know, going to be cut. You know, they have a chance to make the team. It's all great. Well, let's talk about that. But I think you can do both.
Don't you expect a great effort by the Riders?
They've got to put a. I expect a great effort from any professional and anywhere.
Well,
the effort will be there. That's not even a question. They need to produce. You know, the quarterbacks. I'll talk about the offense. The quarterback had time to throw the ball. A lot of the balls were in the right area for the receivers to catch the ball. It was just ugly. They didn't catch the ball. or they put the ball, instead of putting the ball here, they put it here or there in the wrong spot. That's not professional football. That's minor football. Throw the ball anywhere here and we'll make a catch. That's not football. The play is to throw the ball here or here. And that didn't happen. They threw it here. And if you throw it here, Lynch can get it. If you throw it here, you can't get it. I love it. Look, I can do this. I can do that.
You like it. It's different than radio.
You throw me the ball here, there's no way Lynch is going to get it ever and ever, 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 ever. Why? Because I got these things right here and those things. You throw the ball here, now that's a pick. You throw the ball here, it's a knockdown. Throw the ball here.
You know,
that's what I want to see from the quarterbacks. Tighter throws. Miss big. What does Luke always say? Aim big, miss big, or aim small, miss small?
Is Zach Kolaris an elite quarterback?
Ifs and buts were candies and nuts. If he's healthy, he is. No doubt about it. 10-3 last year. I'm not really big on numbers.
I am.
But 10-3 as a starter last year. He wins games.
Yeah, you can't argue with that.
No. He wins games.
Rodgers were 12-6 last year.
Right, and he won 10 of those games. Actually, I think he was 10-4. I believe he was. But
he's a quarterback. We got to get behind him. Just like every other team, if their starter's not healthy, they're screwed.
But look, this is why I built the Sports Cage to what it is and why I'm building this show to what it is. And it's having guys like you on set and you, John Frenzy, guys that have been through the wars. So this is preseason game 2. Does not count for anything in the standings. So as the ex-player that you are, a 10-year CFLer, are people putting too much emphasis on the importance of this game? I'm asking, what's the team's mindset going in?
This game, I'll tell you from a player or a team perspective or mine anyways, this isn't for the fans. If it was for the fans, they'd put the best players on and they'd put more into the game day production. This is bare bones. This is for the coaches. This is for the players. These are for guys that were drafted in the fifth round to not get cut tomorrow. Can you do something? Can you shine in this pile of crap to make the team? This is the 70th guy on the roster. This game is for those guys.
So they're going in with an individualistic focus.
Yes, yes. It's not right, and you have to. And I'm a big advocate of the M and the E in team, because there you spell T if you don't have an M and an E. So you got to put that work in. And that's what you said. Will they have effort? There is always effort in any profession, sports, anything. You have to give effort. If you don't have effort, you're not a professional. So the effort's going to be there. For the players trying to make the roster, this is their Super Bowl. This is huge. This is huge. For the guys trying to fine tune to next week, they know they're going to get, you think you're going to get, the offensive line knows they're going to get a quarter, two quarters, something like that. So you don't have to play the whole game. You don't have to conserve energy. You don't have to do that. You go balls out for that half, and you're playing next to the guys you're going to play with. Once they start pulling guys around you, you're not, your best team isn't out there again. So the focus then does become on working on your game, not working on our game. You know, playing between O'Day and Makowski was awesome, but I still had to figure out where I fit in. You know, I had a voice. I had to still figure what Jeremy did, what Gino was doing. That's where the experienced guys are. We'll be getting on the same page with the quarterback, getting the ball thrown here, not here, because while the starting receiver is a little bit faster than the backup receiver, so the ball does need to be thrown a little bit further. It's about just the tiny intricacies in game speed with the prospect of being hit.
Well, that's because what you'll be watching for?
A lot of those receivers looked like they were catching the ball like this. I don't want to say they looked scared, but I won't say that they didn't look scared.
I guess everybody's watching for something different, but I'm excited to go to the game, and that's where I will be, not at home watching Game 5 of the Stanley Cup. From Wayne, he is at Mosaic Stadium. He's watching the Riders pregame walkthrough. He says, streaming fine from Mosaic Stadium while I watch the walkthrough, and I'm sure he's on SaskTel Wi-Fi there. Judy writes in and says, I'm looking for a better performance from our offense. Hey, join the club, Judy. There was the guy that asked, it's scrolled too far now. The guy's had it up on my prompter here about the NFL game in Winnipeg. He wanted our thoughts. Alan Sheramata says, what do you guys think about the NFL preseason game in Winnipeg instead of Regina? I think we've talked about it.
not only on this show, but other shows, and certainly my blog, rodpeterson.com, my thoughts. It's going to Winnipeg. I've moved on. I don't like it. I don't like how this happened. There are other entities covering it, and I don't know. I can't even go to the game because I'm going to be in Moncton at the Touchdown Atlantic anyway, so it's not going to matter. I just don't like how it all went down. News conference today, actually coming up in 10 minutes in Winnipeg with the Raiders and the Packers announcing this game in Winnipeg. Bombers stand to make a lot of money. Winnipeg stands to make a lot of money. We in Regina don't. And as a Regina business owner of Famoso Pizzeria Restaurant downtown, great spot, right, guys? I've had you both in there.
Yep.
It's going to be money out of our pocket. A lot of restaurant owners, a lot of hotel owners upset. So that's where I stand. I'm just upset that it is not here. And it depends who you want to talk to and who you want to believe why it's not here. I have my thoughts. I'll just say I'm disappointed. Like, I'm ready to move on. However, a lot of people here are not ready to move on. And we have not heard the last of it. And I was up in Zenon Park speaking with Chris Knuckles Nyland and Don Koharski in March.
Oh, nice.
And they're on the stage. I got a guy on each side of me. We're taking questions from the crowd. Three times in Zenon Park, questions came out of the crowd. Why is this game not in Regina? What do you think about the NFL game not being in Regina? I'm like, what do you want me to say, guys? People are not happy that we don't have the opportunity to see an NFL preseason game in Mosaic Stadium. I thought that's why we built the place, was to have events like this. But I don't need to answer for it. Somebody's going to.
We got scared.
Eventually.
We couldn't figure we could put it together.
I guess without wanting to say my thoughts, those are my thoughts. Okay, Frenzy, you go.
I don't think we figured we could put it on. We couldn't handle it. Yeah, it's close to one of our scheduled games. We could have put our that game back 4 or 5 days or another week back. They wanted to come here badly. We didn't want them, and I don't know why. We were afraid to handle it. Couldn't handle it. I don't know. I agree with everything you said.
Thank you.
I mean, yeah, I moved on. There's business decisions. I mean, would you want someone doing a Todd Peterson show, but 10 to 12 on Facebook? I get the
competition factor. Well, let's just say what it is. But the writers didn't want the competition.
Say what it is. Say what it is. I think that's what it is. I don't know. I know enough about business to know that it's none of our business to know how someone else runs another business.
Hey, but
it's just another business. But
I got you something. Isn't it rather odd that the NFL would come up here and want to do that?
No, it's flattering to Rider Nation that's how strong we were. But what drives me nuts is that I'm a businessman. I'm all for building stuff and creating jobs and all that kind of stuff. And I am, period. It drives me crazy driving by that thing every day. And there's nobody in it. It's not being used.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's sitting there.
I know
empty.
What you mean.
And I mean, rent it out. I'm thinking maybe I should rent it out for, you know, my kid's soccer team for $20. At least they'd be an hour. Maybe they'd at least make $20, you know, and I'd be helping in some sort of way. It sits there, and I'm exaggerating. It just sits there empty. And it would be an opportunity to fill a day and bring in a couple million bucks because, I mean, being from Toronto and knowing all the Sky Dome and the Big O and you know, the experience of big, expensive stadiums and just the nightmare they become in 20 years, you know, if the Raiders brought in a couple million bucks, I mean, that's a couple million bucks that my kids don't have to worry about down the road. We'll all be gone by then, but hey, you know.
I know. Built the stadium.
Put them in it.
Use it. That's the thing. Now, I heard the other day there was some talk of maybe showing games 3 or 4 or 5 of the NBA Finals in Mosaic Stadium, but it would cost $85,000 just to open the stadium and staff it and run the video board. That's what I was told. You need security. You need ushers. You can't just open the doors and do this type of thing. It's an expensive thing to run.
But it looks like they're looking for excuses to not do it. You got to admit that.
Well, they got movie theaters.
That's what I thought. They're looking for excuses to not do it.
Yeah. Well,
That's fair, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to do it, you don't want to do it.
And it's gone to Winnipeg. That's the unfortunate. Yeah. So we all lose, in my opinion. But I've written about it. You know, it doesn't make Saskatchewan look great that this event was squeezed out of here. But it's over. It's over. Mm-hmm. But they're having the announcement literally as we speak. And we will have some Oakland Raiders personnel, I'm told, on this program. As a matter of fact, Fred Biletnikoff would be the guy, John.
That'd
what can
great.
You tell me about Fred Biletnikoff?
All-time leading receiver. One of the all-time leading receivers in the NFL. Great football player. All-American University of Miami. All-American, all-pro with the 49ers. Just a great receiver. No speed at all. Just moves. moves and hands. Very much like Hugh Campbell.
Oh, I thought you were going to say me.
Very much like Hugh Campbell.
You didn't have the moves.
Hugh Campbell.
Oh, I thought I said no moves, no speed.
Like Hugh Campbell was with the Rough Riders.
I'm just reading everybody's. Look, Jim Wright, Mr. Rice, watching every show but on replay because live on Facebook, the video only goes for a few seconds. They're working on it. It's day three. People are expecting ESPN right out of the chute. Like, I get it. I appreciate it.
Actually,
but it's brand new technology.
This morning I put on yesterday's show, I guess, and watched for a bit, and then I put my phone down and took the dog for a walk. And when I came back, I heard this annoying voice. And
it was you.
It was Duke. It was still on. I'm just kidding. But it's true. Like, what's that sound? And I had to go over to my phone, and it was still playing the audio for. Whereas yesterday, Monday, there was some glitching.
Right. Well, it was day one of a Facebook Live show. You think it's going to go perfect right off the ground? I'm pretty happy with the way it's gone. Dave Patrician, the sports doctor, writing from Winnipeg. The sports doctor is going to be in studio on Friday here. He's a Bomber fan. He's threatened, actually promised, to wear his blue and gold jersey. You know the sports doctor.
I had to take off my gold tie.
He says, I hope Lynch is there Friday. John Lynch won't be here Friday. And what would you do? Abuse a senior? Very Winnipeg-ish. Wouldn't you say, John?
Yeah, very.
Well, you're threatening,
right.
Lynch?
That's right. But I want to see those girls again. They'll be down with the big band. The big band's coming in from Winnipeg, I understand. You know those girls.
You want to see the Bomber gold cheerleaders.
The Bomber cheerleaders. They got a band. The left-hand corner outside the stadium, about 50 of them, they put the band on. They play all the songs. Orchestra is just terrific.
Called Blue Lightning.
And right now, yeah, Blue Lightning. But right now, they're cocky right now. They made a lot of money last year. They're favored by many places to win the West. So it's the Bombers are on a high.
Well, look, Abu, you can speak to this. There's two things have come up in my mind here. One, we need to be a lot more hospitable as a city. Remember when the Bomber cheerleaders came and went skinny dipping in the pool at their hotel and got kicked out? What is wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? It's just, and that's why we couldn't existed as players in this day of social media, is because
you'd have been done.
What's wrong with who hasn't skinny dipped?
I have.
Loser.
Oh, have you have. So you skinny dipped. You have.
I said I have.
Oh, okay. All right.
It was in Echo Lake, as a matter of fact.
Or my lake. You were the guy I saw up front one night,
and a few other places. Have you two cowboys skinny dipped? Of course they have.
Look at them.
Yeah.
Oh, Echo Lake.
Serious. Were we together
lake.
That night?
On never point, going into that lake again.
On the point, you guys? Did you go on the
no
point?
No kidding. Wait till they come
right
on. Oh, Lynch. Now Lynch
now
wants,
he wants to know where you're going skinny dipping.
Are you
going to
go check the security camera, Lynch? Anyways, we need to be more hospitable. If the Bomber come on back and skinny dip in Regina. Just tell us where you're going to be.
I find it comical how everyone in Regina has, and of course not everyone, but most people in Regina have, or in Saskatchewan, have the Bombers finishing last or second last in the West. And
right.
I think first or second.
Oh.
I think Calgary's going to do what they always do, and all those names that left are going to be replaced by other names that we don't know yet.
I can tell you this.
And then Winnipeg.
The fans will be ticked off if we lose something like 30-20 to Winnipeg tomorrow night. I mean, they shouldn't be, maybe, but they will be.
I'm stunned at the furor over the 37-1 loss.
And that's what it was. The team we had last year had a strong defense and scored points. And our worst nightmares came true on game one. Our defense couldn't stop anything, and our offense is our offense. Couldn't score anything.
Hey, look at Brooke Andrusiak.
So we need to have a whole new identity as a team if that's not what they're going
to
be doing.
Tyler wants to know, can we invite the Bomber cheerleaders to skinny dip in a booze pool instead? What do you say about that?
There's a open invitation out there, I think.
Yeah, no kidding. Your pool parties are legendary.
I know. I heard about them.
You want to come to one, Lynch?
Oh, I love to.
Not like that. There's kids. There's all kinds of people. We just have people. They're just people. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're painting the wrong picture. There's no skinny dipping.
Yet. We're waiting for the Bomber cheerleaders to show up. Hey, and two, what is with Winnipeg? Because, look, I love these. I really love those guys. Like Walby. Obviously, you're a lineman for the Bombers. You must have been around Walby, right? Bluto.
You went to his wedding.
Well,
which one? What? No. But they're all Westwood. You're great guy.
Love Westwood.
Your buddy.
Westwood was a coach.
But they're all talking Grey Cup in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Already. I know. And I'm like, guys, you never learn.
But that's what I just said, Rod. It's like they're taking the, one extreme of the team, and everyone in Regina is taking the other. They're going to be last. They're going to be first. That's why I loved playing on the Prairie so long, is because
they care.
They care. But I think they're going to be. I think Winnipeg's going to be really good. Maybe I hope they're going to be really good as well. But
we play them three times, twice a year, and actually four times more night and three other times. So we're going to get to know each other pretty well.
I think they match up well against. Well, from a Bombers perspective, against the Riders, I think they just match up well.
I
think a lot of teams match up well against the Riders, though. To come to think of it,
hey, comment.
I'm not meant to be funny. I mean that. 37-1 is, and I'm not meaning to, like, if you're like, I don't want to offend anyone, but you know that if you lose 37-1, you suck. Like, that's a thing
that's
I love
right.
about sports.
We don't know who those guys were.
In sports, you don't need to be told. If you don't do your job, you're only told what your job is. And I love it. In the real world now, it seems like people always want to tell you, well, if you don't do it, you're fired. We know that. So they know they have to be better. 37-1 is an embarrassment for
everyone. Oh, they're just not good
enough.
Simple as that.
Well, they got to tweak. I mean, was that the best that they could put out there? Or can the ball, was it just rust? Was the ball thrown here instead of here?
It was one of those games, in all honesty.
Because the relationship wasn't there.
It was one of those games, but I'm concerned how it affected the coach.
And that's the thing with how is their mindset going to be? Is it going
to
be like, oh, no, here we go again? Yeah. You know, this preseason game does mean something to the players. Can they put those relationships? Can the quarterback throw the ball to the receiver? Can the left guard and the right guard work well together? Does the DB, you know, does the halfback call the right coverage and the cornerback realizes that that coverage has changed and they had to roll?
And I want to see how big the crowd is. The crowd.
That'll be interesting too.
You and the dollar signs, huh?
That's right. It's all about that.
Is that why the Riders aren't live streaming the game? Ticket sales?
I don't know. I don't know what they do.
I think they should. If it was on TV, I'd probably stay home and watch it on TV.
I don't know what they do.
But I'm from the 80s when if they didn't sell out. Yeah.
So a couple things coming in on Facebook. One, the sports doctor, who will be here Friday, wants to know what NTS is because our viewers are saying he's NTS. Do you want to tell him? That's another Lynchism. Do you even know what it
Not
is?
Not too smart.
Not too smart. He didn't waste long. So the sports doctor, one of my closest friends. So when I said he was threatening to abuse a senior, he wasn't. That was my comment, not his.
Tom Pura saying, remind me again of how many starters we had playing on defense last week. And that's my point. It's not about, it's about having that identity what I want to see is the identity, not the Joes. Not the X's and O's. I want to see the Joes and how the Joes gel. We saw the X's and O's and they didn't look that bad, at least on offense. And I hate that. I'm not going to say that. Try and not say not that bad anymore. That's not the goal.
Just hang on, Frenzy. Sudsy is watching from Saskatoon. We've got so many viewers in Saskatoon. Hey, Dupes, tons of viewers in Saskatoon. They want to know, Sudsy wants to know, how do you get tickets to sit in the studio audience in the sponsors lounge? That's why it's called the sponsors lounge. You sponsor the show, you can come in and watch the show. That's what it's going to take, Sudsy. So you get on your boys at Great Western. Actually, there's another beer company, isn't there, Dupes? That reached out on Monday that they want to be involved in this. And actually, there's a television network as well. So we're on day three.
How about Mike Moran up there as Edmonton picked for fifth place and Jason Moss fired a week after Labor Day? I'll go along with that.
Moss fired a week after Labor
Day.
We'll see. We got to take a timeout. The boys here from PBR coming up, Professional Bull Riders Tour coming up Saturday night in Moose Jaw, Shangali. Chad Best Plug will be here and Alpha Bowl Promotions. We'll be right back. You are watching The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now.
We've had three major market corrections in the last year. We're looking at recessionary times ahead, not sure when. Very difficult to predict the markets right now, just with geopolitical issues down in the States and in China. And you got the two largest economies fighting and throwing tariffs at each other. So it's a really scary time in the markets.
Brian Baker, managing partner and investment fund advisor with 2020 Wealth Management, Investia Financial Services, Inc.
The markets go up and they go down. You're generally, over the course of the last 100 years, can expect four good years and one crappy year. The problem is how do you time it? It's almost impossible to time. And the last thing you want is a crappy year right before you take out your pension. The strategy is designed for people who are retiring. However, we also put it in place for people who are 3 and 4 years from retirement.
Your investments matter. Talk to Brian or Jody today, your retirement income specialist at 2020 Wealth Management, Investia Financial Services, Inc. Visit yourinvestmentsmatter.ca.
Mutual fund products are provided through Investia Financial Services, Inc., and insurance products are provided through Custom Plan Financial.
You see them everywhere. Those awesomely massive decals around the city? Yep, that's Sleek. Those sweet-looking graphics on businesses, buses, and billboards? Sleek, sleek, sleek. Basically, if you want to go big, you go with Sleek Signs. SleekSigns.com.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
All right, Rod Peterson Show continues. Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com for the live audio. Mike Abou-Meshrig, John Lynch have moved to the Sponsors Lounge. We got two guests coming up on set in a moment. But first, the sports update of the hour. The Raptors and Golden State Warriors tip off in California in Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight. Oracle Arena series tied at a game each. And Klay Thompson, a question mark, says head coach Steve Kerr with injury. Weyburn's Tennille Arts will be singing the Canadian national anthem tonight before the game. Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy says defenseman Zdeno Chara will be checked out in Boston to see whether he'll play in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals tomorrow night. Chara was hit in the face by a deflected puck in the Blues' 4-2 win on Monday night. The series is tied 2-2. Pavel Datsyuk isn't returning to the National Hockey League. The 40-year-old center signed a one-year deal with his hometown Russian club in the Continental Hockey League this morning. Datsyuk played 953 games with the Detroit Red Wings before leaving in 2016 to return to Russia. Righty Trent Thornton will go to the mound when the Blue Jays continue their road series or their home series against the New York Yankees tonight. Toronto coming off a 4-3 win last night. James Paxton getting the nod for the Jays. So I've gotten to be good friends with these two guys over the past couple of years. Bring them up on set, guys. Sean Gawley from Alpha Bowl Promotions and Chad Bestplug from the same company. The Professional Bull Riders Tour stopping in Moose Jaw on Saturday night. And gentlemen, I finally get to go. That's my most exciting news about it. This thing is just exploding, right? It's been awesome.
Yeah, it's been, this is our fourth year doing it now, eh? It seems, I believe we came in and talked to you our first year, and so yeah, we're in year four now. This is a good year for you to be coming to. We've got, this is by far our best lineup out there.
Oh, good.
So yeah, we're excited about this.
So get a look at this. So Chad's the one in the gold Alpha Bowl lid with the logo. On the, so you're Canadian champion PBR?
Yeah, it was a...
How many buckles from that?
Two-time Canadian champion.
Two-time Canadian. That's all. Just two-time Canadian champion bull ride. No big deal. Show us all your tattoos, like, and ripped jeans. Look at this guy. I have never, you don't look like the bull riders that I knew.
Well, I thought it was on radio today, so.
I don't care about the clothes. I'm talking about the tattoos and stuff. You're like the new generation of bull rider, but you're retired now, right?
Yeah, I've been retired for 3 years.
3 years. And yeah. How's the body feeling 3 years out?
That's so-so.
Yeah, how's the noggin? Yeah. I'll get to you, Sean. Hang on. I'm just kind of fanboy here over Chad Bestplug every time he's on set with me or in studio.
We only got 15 minutes, but can you go through your list of injuries off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, my biggest struggles were with shoulders. I've had, I believe, eight shoulder, like reconstructive shoulder surgeries, rotator cuff stuff. Lots of broken ribs. My nose has been, as you can probably tell, it's been broken
pretty
before.
Straight for that, but
yeah, but the main thing with me was my shoulders. I struggled with them throughout my whole career. Another big one, which doesn't sound that bad, but I guess football guys would get it, is groin injuries are huge. Pulling that muscle just a little bit,
you probably have black and blue down to your knees.
There's just big holes there where it's been torn.
I'll get back to that.
So about those shoulders, though, we were throwing the opening pitch for the Moose Jaw Millers, and Chad was a little bit worried because of those shoulder injuries, so I had to go and bad catch for him
How'd it go? Is this on video anywhere? Can I see it?
It is. It actually went better than we expected, and he was so nervous that he actually went up to the programmer before and put my name in instead of Chad Bestplug. And I told him I wasn't going because he needed to go, and so he went out under my name and made me look bad, I guess. But
well,
it was okay.
My business manager, Joe Gunnis, Joe Broken Toe over in Moose Jaw, he does the social media for the Miller Express. So, Joe, if you got the video, send that to me. So why has Moose Jaw been so successful for this PBR stop? Tell me why that is.
It's a beautiful building there, hey, and it's one of those cities too. It's an ag hub, so it's easy for us to access our base that way, right? Smaller city like that, but with a venue like that, is fairly rare. We have a big rural following, so it makes it easy for those people to come into the city and watch them.
Yeah, well, if it wasn't so successful, you wouldn't be going back, Sean. I mean, how do you feel? Why is Moose Jaw work so well?
Well, yeah, like Chad said, the demographic, the size, the arena is a great scale for us. It was an event that hasn't been brought to Moose Jaw before, so there was a natural fit. The business community, the community in general, has just been great support of the event and has helped us evolve over the years. So, we look forward to it every year. It's lots of work, but we have tons of fun and made a lot of good friends out there.
So what are we going to see Saturday night?
Well, so we start, there's kind of three parts of our show, which is unique even within our industry. We start off with bull riding, long round of bull riding. 25 guys all ride once, top 10 come back for the short round. But in between the short round, we have another competition, freestyle bullfighting. So what that is basically guys doing front flips. You'll even see back flips over fighting bulls. And they basically try to avoid them with as much grace as possible, but inevitably they take some shots every time. So that's very exciting. That's been a huge a draw for our shows. We have it everywhere. We go across Western Canada now. It's been a huge hit. But anyway, after that, we come back for the short round, top 10 guys against the top 10 bulls, and then from there we go into a concert at the other end of the arena, all in the same arena. It's you're kind of getting a few shows for one ticket.
Sounds like it might be a good time. These guys from IKS, a couple of guys on the other side of this wall, are putting on the production for you guys too, right? And they always have.
A company we use from Lethbridge that does all of our stuff, but we subcontract some of the video guys here that have a lot of experience with rodeo and bull riding. I believe they do stuff all over Saskatchewan.
Well, I'm pumped because it's my first summer that I've been able to do it. My brother, who I think you guys know, CCA champion, steer wrestler, team roper, saw him ride a bull one time at the Manor Rodeo just so he could qualify for the all-around cowboy award, which he won. Taking him and my niece, Sydney, who's one of the top barrel racers in the province. You guys must know Sido, who watches every day and gets in trouble at school for watching this show on Facebook Live. We're going, my wife and daughter. So, guys, we're making a huge family thing. Did you bring my tickets, by the way, Sean?
Of course I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
I have them, but...
Okay, I just wanted... I didn't want to get... Usually, guys get off the set before I get the tickets, so I'm pumped about that.
We got them. Don't worry.
Yeah, and you said also, Chad, best plug, that I'm picking a good year to go because of the bull riders that are coming in. So maybe can you rattle off some of those guys again?
Yeah, well, and kind of a cool thing for Saskatchewan, it's not always like this in Canada. You never know. Our population's so small, you never know where the good guys are going to come from. But right now, the four best Canadians in the world are from Saskatchewan. So Aaron Roy, who's, I don't know if you've heard his story, but he...
have I?
Yeah.
He lives in Yellowgrass.
Yeah.
Just down the road from here. Oh, I know. He's still riding bulls?
Yeah. So for people watching, he broke his... broke his neck very severely and had surgery and had a rod put in there. We didn't think he'd ever ride again, but he's been back for a few years now. So he's going to be there, which is very cool. This will be one of his last years riding. So if you haven't seen him before, it'll be neat to see him close to home. And then Tanner Byrne, who's one of my best friends, Canadian champion from
Kelly's
Prince
from
Albert.
PA, yeah.
Yes, sir. He'll be riding there. He'd be considered the best Canadian in the world right now, top 20 guy in the world. So the other guy, Dakota Butter, also one of the very best in the world from Saskatchewan.
Wow.
So a bunch of Saskatchewan boys that are at the top of their game right now.
Wow. Well, you and I have talked about this, but that Saskatoon, you had your championship in Saskatoon a couple of years ago. What was that televised on? And Aaron kept going and going and going, and the crowd was going wild. And just to come watch and see him would be worth the price of admission right there.
Yeah, he's a Canadian icon in our world. I grew up with him. We're about the same age, and he's still going strong. I remember starting with him, though, and you could tell there was something special about him, and he's had quite a career. So, it'll be neat to watch him at home.
All-time Canadian money winner as well.
I believe so, yeah.
And he settled in Yellowgrass because he married a Yellowgrass girl. She's from there, right?
So, yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Tickets, gentlemen, can you just show up to Mosaic Place and buy or get them ahead of time? What's the best deal there?
Yeah, they'll be available at the box office, but online at Mosaic Place is probably the best spot to grab them.
Mosaicplace.ca.
Mosaicplace.ca. Would you advise getting them ahead of time or walk up?
Absolutely. The good seats are pretty much full. There's still some space, but with the two shows going on and two shows for the price of one, we expect a busy night. Ticket sales are going well, so we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, with the music portion of it, having that stage at the opposite end, depending on what you're going for, if you're more into the music, you might want to go down there. So there's really not a bad seat. You're gonna have prime seating for one portion of the show, no matter what.
Well, I'm so excited to go. I'm proud of you guys for not only putting it on, but having it become such a success over in Moose Jaw. And thank you, Moose Jaw, for the success that you've made it. And what else was I going to say? Oh, I was going to read this question. Do you know this Tyler Gross on Facebook?
Yeah,
he says,
I do.
Where can I watch Sean Gawley ride a bull? What's the answer to that?
Buy a ticket to Moose Jaw.
Right. Yeah. Is there a mechanical bull in this town anywhere left?
I don't know. If there is one, we should
find out where it is and put Sean on it. I don't think there's any mechanical bulls in this town. Anyways, guys, I think that's got it covered. Appreciate you coming in. Thanks for your support, and we'll see you Saturday night.
All right, thanks very much, Rod.
Oh, hang on. Before your social media, I enjoy watching you guys' social media feed. So can you plug that, Sean, if you don't mind?
Absolutely.
Instagram's Alphable Inc. Facebook's just Alphable. So if you search us, you'll find us.
And you have your own as well. Chad, best plug that you put stuff on there,
yes,
too.
Yes, sir, yeah.
Alphable Inc. to follow the PBR and this promotional company on social media. We'll be right back on the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Rod Peterson Show continues on Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com. That's where you can go for the live audio and the audio podcast 22 hours a day. We're live here on Facebook Live, 10 a.m. to 12 Mountain, Monday to Friday. Just ahead of Mike Abou-Meshrick and John Frenzy, back on set with me in the final segment of the show here. The NBA Finals shift to California tonight as the Raptors face the Golden State Warriors in Game 3.
Golden State, we
will be without star Kevin Durant, which, by the way, it's not that big a deal. He's been out since round two. Why is everybody going so nuts about Durant? You know what? The Warriors have proven not only can they win without him this year, they've won before the last few years without Kevin Durant. So it's not that big a deal. Anyways, Weyburn's Tennille Arts will be singing the Canadian National Anthem tonight at Oracle Arena. You heard it right. Weyburn's Tennille Arts. Bruins top defenseman Zdeno Chara has not returned after he was hit in the face by a deflected puck in Game 4 against the St. Louis Blues Monday. Boston preparing for Thursday's Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final without their captain. And a baseball note, Steven Strasburg earned his 1,000th career victory as the Washington Nationals rallied past the White Sox 9-5 last night. Anthony Rendon homered and drove in five runs. Blue Jays beat the Yankees last night in the series lid lifter at Rogers Center. Game 2 goes tonight. So, gentlemen, Mike Abou-Meshrick here, John Frenzy on the set. The continued comments roll through here. George Hamilek says there's a mechanical bull at Victoria Square. I'm not talking about the ones that you plop a quarter in that are for children. I'm talking about the ones like in Gillies at in Vegas, north of the Strip. Why is everything going crazy here at one time? Comments are going nuts. It's going wild. Anyways, Abu, you being the offensive line guru that you are, your take that Dan Clark, 26 days after being in a car crash, is back on the field participating for the Riders. Your thoughts on that?
I think that's just crazy. He gets thrown from a car, rolls up, and he's ready for football. I mean, what can be said about it? That's insane. He's lucky, I think, more than anything.
To be alive,
let alone walking or running and playing football. I love Dan. I've always been a huge Dan Clark fan. He's been playing, 10, 11 years now?
I think this is year 9. But anyways,
I was saying, that 69 kid, he looks the part, and he played really well during the game and during practice. And they say you can't lose your spot for an injury, but I don't know whoever said that. I don't know. It just doesn't make
it's
sense.
It's dumb.
It's going to be hard for him to get back in the lineup. But what he does, I mean, he's bringing leadership. Even when I was at training camp last Monday, him and Blue, neither one of them were practicing, but they were still there hooting and hollering and, you know, calling on the D-line and starting fights and all that other stuff. So, he brings a lot more than he brings a lot to the table.
I'm looking at the Riders' depth chart for the game. Dan Clark is listed as the starting center. And here's the thing where I bet you, if the Riders had their druthers, Dan Clark wouldn't even be playing because of the injury thing and being in a car crash not that long ago. However, Dan Clark just would refuse to not play if he was physically able to play.
He's a football player. And
right.
It's in the name. You play football. That's what you...
Linemen.
So who are the starters? I haven't
Clark
seen
at center, Blattick and Phillip Blake, the guards. Tecobi Cofield and Thad Coleman are the tackles. Dakota Shepley is listed as a backup guard. Somebody tried to feed me the line that he suffered a concussion in the game Friday in Calgary. Clearly, that's not the case.
Shepley's having some difficulties. We talked about him just coming in and starting all of a sudden. He's having some difficulties adjusting to the CFL, to the pro game. He'll come around. He needs to be more of a, not just a knee bender, but more in his hips. He needs some more flexibility in his hip. The tenacity's there. He just needs to fine-tune his game. I don't think he slipped in the depth chart for any other reason than his play.
Hmm. The receivers, so you're going to see Naaman Roosevelt. You're going to see Corey Watson. You're going to see Mitchell Picton in what I believe is his home Rider debut, unless he played in the home preseason game last year. KD Cannon, he's getting a lot of coverage. And I want to say this, too. I don't know about you guys. I'm finding Murray McCormick of the Leader Post my number one source for Rough Riders information. That's where I'm going.
You're doing a great job.
Murray,
Shout out to you, leaderpost.com, for your coverage.
Operation Murray's really fixed you up. You know that?
The operation fixed you up, Lynch says. What else? They got William Powell's going to play. Thigpen's going to play. A.C. Leonard, Zach Evans, Charleston Hughes, all the big guys. Cam Judge, Derek Moncrief, Dyshawn Davis, outside linebacker at will. Nick Marshall, Ed Gainey, Luchez Pierfoy, Eli Bauka. So these are the true riders, gentlemen. These are the true riders, except for Brendan Labatt, who's not going to play for whatever, for their own reasons. They got guys to evaluate.
And there's another guy that plays into the Dan Clark equation. You know, they're stacked on the offensive line. They got a lot of good guys. We got guys in the O-line that will be starting for other teams in another week or two.
Mm-hmm.
That's plain and simple. That's a good problem to have. Now, if we could sprinkle that talent over, you know, maybe some DBs, maybe some receivers, maybe throw some chutzpah in there from earlier, we got a chance.
What about Manny Arsenault? When he gets healthy, how much difference is he going to make?
The Manny Show, when's he going to be healthy?
2 weeks.
Oh, you don't know that.
And how healthy?
Yeah.
You know, is he going to be 70, 80% all season long? That's another piece that I want to see on the field. Those are the things with their on paper, they look like they could be okay.
They need him to win it, to be a big winner.
They need him to be a big winner. They need Caleros to be there. The offensive line I have a lot of confidence in. I just don't know who it's going to be. There's some names on the defensive side of the ball that their names. You just don't know how it's all going to come together. Willie's gone, but you got a Mack Truck in the middle of the defense, right? So, like, on paper, it looks okay. I still, on paper, not picking them to be first or second, but and not all, you know, 15 things on the wish list are going to come true. If 10 of them come true, we're winning a playoff game.
Well, here's
five
the thing.
Of them comes true, we make the playoff.
Lynch and a lot of Rider fans are, it's not a must-win game, but if you watch from the start of the broadcast today, Lynch, you're calling it an ESBG.
Early season big game.
Early season big game. I can guarantee you this. I don't like the fact that that's where people think this team is a franchise. Because I can guarantee you the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are not coming here thinking this is a big game. They're coming here thinking this is a practice.
Yeah, they're bringing their backups. That's what typically you saw the Riders bring their backups to Calgary. That's what you see on the road game, the valuation. It's not for the fans. This, you know, the road game isn't for the fans. It's for the coaches to evaluate.
Well, Bombers are set. Come on, who's kidding me?
To finish second, yeah.
Well, but that's the dip and the ebbs and the flows of where these franchises are right now. Now, just think about it. Winnipeg has been building for a long time. I was not a believer in Matt Nichols until he came in here and beat the Rough Riders in the Western semifinal last year and was good. He never turned the ball over. Do you guys remember what the turnover ratio was in that football game last November? 1-0. And the only turnover was a Brandon Bridge interception, which the Bombers marched down the field and put in the end zone, winning points. Bombers are loaded. They're ready to roll.
Andrew Harris, can he do it one more year? That's sure. That's what I think.
It's now or never for them.
Right, because they won't have the best running back in the league next season. He'll be too old.
All right, what about Mika Johnson? I'm watching this thing here. Where's Mika Johnson? Oh, I missed the info on that. I missed the information on that.
Well, he might be getting the day off.
Mika Johnson not on the depth chart for the Winnipeg game.
He's never been listed as an injured player through training camp, so they're giving Mika Johnson the night off tomorrow night. It would appear to me. I don't have the inside information.
He played the first game, did he not?
I don't think he did. No, he didn't. But who cares?
Going back to Calgary, yeah.
They know what they're getting out of Mika Johnson. He does not
need to play. I hope he's healthy to go to Hamilton next Wednesday.
And the guys they got backing up at D tackles, they'll be players on the team. They're not replacing Mika Johnson with the guy that's going to be working at Tim Hortons next week, right? Like they
got a couple of guys there.
I keep talking about the chemistry on defense, and that's what they need to work on. And having, you know, your best player on defense missing is a problem. But Mike is going to be replaced by, well, maybe I should check with the depth chart before I.
He is not on the depth chart at all.
Right. So Micah, who's starting at defensive tackle?
Zach Evans, right. And Falk, 97 Falk.
Falk.
Yeah.
All right.
They want to get a good look at him. They do,
right. They got a $250,000 tied up in Mika Johnson. Why is he not on the depth chart? I don't know. Ask the Riders if they'll even answer it.
Is Sully on there?
Solomon Elamimian is not on the depth
chart. I don't want them to go into Hamilton next week with both those guys gone, and I'm afraid that's going to happen, okay?
Someone was saying he's going for an MRO. MRI. Off on a tangent. Someone said Sully's going for an MRI on his knee?
Yep.
Wasn't
calf.
It?
Calf.
Wasn't it his shoulder?
No, it's calf.
Upper body?
They said calf.
Shoot.
They said calf. So Solomon Elamimian not playing in the preseason game. So that'll be two preseason games that he's missed all of training camp. And when does it become a concern for
well,
the Saskatchewan?
Well, people said I just start ruffling feather. I thought he was at least in shorts.
What?
I thought he was doing something. He hasn't been at all.
I saw a video of him coming out of the locker room in carrying a helmet and in shorts, but I don't think he's participated in anything. I don't know. Marie McCormick, get on it. We just kissed your butt for your tremendous training camp coverage. So what's going on with Solomon Elamimian? I think pretty soon it's going to be a concern for the Saskatchewan
Roughriders. Mika Johnson had injuries in three of the last 5 years, but still was an all-star.
I saw him, and he looked good, but I don't know. There's resting old guys, and then there's old guys. But
yeah. We're going to, gentlemen, wind it up. So the next time that I have you on set, we'll have a football game to talk about, the Riders Bombers, and then preview Week 1 Riders at Ticats next Thursday night. We want to thank Ambassador Coffee for their sponsorship of the program. Today we went with the Tims because it's camp day. The folks at Tim Hortons sent this teddy bear over for us, so get down to Tim Hortons. Your tips and their proceeds going to Tim Hortons camp day today. What else did you want me to plug, Clark? Oh, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. Hang on. Where can people buy these, Darren DuPont? Available at Walmart. he doesn't know. We're working on that. Vote on the poll at our Twitter feed, at Rod Peterson Show. Are you going to the Rider game Thursday night, or are you staying home to watch Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals? And don't forget, our video vault. As soon as I'm done here on this program today, I'll be going on TSN 1260 Edmonton with Dave Jamieson. Thank you, Dave, to talk about this show and talk CFL. And then we'll be interviewing Daron Carter live from BC Lions training camp. It'll be a live interview, but it will be available at rodpeterson.com in our video vault, along with our special interviews with Wally Buono and Corey Sheets. Guys, this is exactly what I was hoping for. Did you have fun?
Back to work.
Next time, wear shorts. Thank you.
It was a lot of fun. To work. I haven't laughed like this. Hey, the last 24 hours have been great for me.
All right. Oh, yeah, and if you want to see Lynch riding around in my Jeep Big Bird, follow my Instagram, Rod Peterson Official. You'd have to be there to believe it. Tomorrow, game day, Riders and Bombers join us at 10 a.m. Mountain. This has been the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com. Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms.